even before the UN Security Council authorized military action against Muammar Gaddafi. Counterterrorism officials in the United States were looking at what would happen if the Libyan leader got even more desperate and decided to resort to terrorism. Libya was behind the 1998 downing of Pan Am Flight 103 over Lockerbie, Scotland. It was considered a sponsor of terrorism until Gaddafi renounced it a few years ago. And Rosina Temple-Raston reports on the administration's concern about the terrorism threat Gaddafi presents now.
Libya and terrorism hit close to home for President Obama's top terrorism advisor. His name is John Brennan, and he had a friend on Pan Am Flight 103. That's the plane that went down over Lockerbie, Scotland. And while it's unclear if Gaddafi personally ordered the attack, it has since come out that Libya was behind the bombing.
Gaddafi has the penchant to do things of a very concerning nature.
That's Brennan during an interview yesterday.
We have to anticipate and be prepared for things that he might try to do to flout the will of the international community. Terrorism is certainly a tool that a lot of individuals will opt for when they lose other options.
And with the UN threatening military action against the Libyan leader, his options are dwindling. Among the U.S.'s major concerns, Gaddafi is thought to have stores of mustard gas. U.S. intelligence officials tell NPR that they have a pretty good idea where those stockpiles are.
It's clearly something that we're focused on. There are a number of things within Libya that we're concerned about, and we're trying to make sure that we're able to identify that which we need to address, and I'll leave it at that.
Libya is near the top of a long list of countries that have U.S. counterterrorism officials concerned. The general turbulence in the Middle East and North Africa has provided political vacuums al-Qaeda can exploit. And the U.S. is now having to work, in many cases, with new partners, political leaders who don't necessarily subscribe to counterterrorism agreements the U.S. has made in the past. For example, on Thursday, Egypt released a man who had been in prison in Cairo for the past 11 years. He's the brother of al-Qaeda's second-in-command, Ayman al-Zawahiri. Brennan said those kinds of events worry U.S. officials. There can't be a revolving door, he said, for terrorists in these countries. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, New York.